From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama opens a nuclear security summit in Washington. Mr. Obama told the gathered leaders that the world is imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons development and the possibility that the Islamic State militant group could set off radioactive bombs. Delegations from 50 countries are attending the summit. Before the opening, Mr. Obama met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House to discuss North Korea's nuclear and missile tests.
We also recognize that it is important to the entire international community to vigilantly enforce the strong UN security measures that were passed in light of some of the ballistic missile and nuclear activity that Pyongyang has been engaging in.
North Korea was also at the top of the agenda when Mr. Obama met later with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Belgium's federal prosecutor says the main suspect in last November's terrorist attacks in Paris can be extradited to France. Authorities from the two countries will decide jointly how to proceed with the extradition of Salah Abdeslam. A car bomb attack Thursday in Turkey left 6 police officers dead and at least 23 other people wounded. The blast took place in the Kurdish-majority city of Diyarbakir on Thursday. According to Turkish media, the bomb exploded while a police vehicle passed by the city's main bus terminal. U.S. military officials have informed Congress that they plan to transfer about a dozen inmates from the Guantanamo Bay detention facility in Cuba. The officials, who spoke to news outlets on condition of anonymity, say at least 2 countries have agreed to accept the detainees. This is VOA News.